Now, this year is expected to bring more business collapses as firms deal with the uncertainty of Brexit, but also a global slowdown, as we discussed earlier in the programme, but also higher costs and changing consumer habits. Now, last year, there was some criticism of how administrations were handled, many firms entering arrangements known as a pre-pack, seeing them dumping liabilities like debts, tax bills and pensions before being sold on, often to their previous managements. Well, firms looking to sell to these so-called connected parties can choose to refer themselves to a panel of independent experts, the pre-pack pool, but often they don't, and its recommendations aren't binding. Its co-director, Stuart Hopewell, has sounded the alarm about problems with this process. He joins me now. Stuart, a very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us on the programme today. I have to be honest, when you describe it like this, getting the company back as its directors without the debts, it sounds like a scam, I'll be honest with you. I mean, you know, is that really the case?
No, I don't think that's a true reflection of the process. The bad profile publicity was probably 4 or 5 years ago, which is why the pool was set up as part of the Graham report. It was one of 6 recommendations to ensure that the process was a lot more transparent than was the case then.
Now, with that, if that's the case, then what are the positives? Why would why would pre-packs actually be of interest to people other than the directors looking to get their company back without the liabilities associated?
Well, the biggest positive is that jobs are safeguarded. The employees, of course, still have a job at the end of the process. Not all of them in all cases, but a significant number. And, of course, for suppliers and the trade generally, there is a continuation of the business. Landlords still have a tenant. And if it's going through an administration process, of course, the administrator himself is governed by regulations and will make the best deal out of a poor situation.
And yet these are businesses that have gone into the administration process. I mean, isn't this just sort of putting off the inevitable?
Well, actually, it's quite the reverse. It's not putting it off. It's actually taking action to redress the situation rather quicker than, say, a long-term CVA. As you probably know, CVAs became very popular in 2018. The number of CVAs increased, but they usually involve a 3 to 5 year payback period. So that, to me, is putting off the inevitable. At least with a pre-pack, it's been like a marriage divorce. It's a clean break and a fresh start. But there are some downsides. Pensions being moved into the PPF, that's a negative for employees, so that the future pension payments are probably going to be reduced. But in the current situation, at least they have the job going forward.
And yet, this is a process which fewer and fewer cases are being referred to yourselves. And, I mean, you yourself have raised issues about, not only the pensions, but also, I mean, if the tax man is listening, less bills going to him as well.
True. That to me is the biggest downside in terms of credit. HMRC are just treated as any other unsecured creditor, and they generally lose more than anyone else in this process, from my analysis of 2018 at least. Having said that, there are only 23 cases referred to us in 2018, similar number to 2017. But having said that, over £10 million was lost to the revenue in those cases. So that's quite a significant sum.
But only 23 cases were referred to you. Out of how many?
We estimate that there was probably about 490 cases. That's based on previous history and the data that's been produced by Insolvency Service up to quarter three. We're still waiting quarter four numbers.
So you can
tell from that it's only about...
it's just about 5% of cases. I mean, that's fairly shocking. That's apart from anything else, I know that your recommendations aren't binding either. I mean, apart from that, are you just being sidelined in this process? I mean, what is the point in the pre-pack pool?
There is no compulsion to refer to us. It's a voluntary process. That was the request of Sir Vince Cable at the time. At the end of the report, Theresa Graham's very much a non-regulatory person, and it was meant to be a voluntary system. Don't forget that the system is voluntary on behalf of the acquirer, and so it's up to the director of the acquiring business to make the decision to come to us. If they don't wish to do so, there's no real downside or penalty if creditors don't take a dim view of that.
But, I mean, just following this through, so the acquirer can be a connected party, it can be the existing management, so they're sort of, you know, seeing both sides of this, and the creditors are presumably desperate to keep the business as well, whether or not they're losing previous debts. I mean, I return to the question, I suppose, you know, what's the point in the pre-pat pool if no one's actually referring to you?
If the creditors aren't taking any action when it's not referred, then one does have to question the worth of the process. In my opinion, though, we have this body of professionals who will look at the transaction to ensure that it is a reasonable one, and that is the real point. We are giving transparencies to creditors. If creditors don't wish to take any notice of the opinion, then there's little point in us making that effort, shall we say.
But is the process being abused?
I don't think it's being abused in general. There are occasions, and we do give negative opinions where we think it's just a debt dumping exercise. And that has happened on rare occasions, but we do give a negative opinion in those cases.
But they can be overwritten, presumably, by the acquirer, by, you know, creditors as well.
That's right. It's the creditors' decision as to whether they continue to supply the new company. And it's the same in any liquidation or insolvency process. The creditor still has to make a decision, do they continue to deal with the business should it come back? Not all pre-packs are connected. I should say that of that 490, about probably half of those would be connected, should be referred to us. So 240-odd should have been referred. In theory, only 23 were. So, as I say, the disappointing part is only 10% of potential referrals are being made.
What's the issue then? I mean, is this something that isn't a problem if the pre-pat pool is sidelined and, you know, just becomes sort of an appendix? Or is this something that needs more education in terms of creditors? Or is this something that needs proper reforms, actual compulsion for parties involved to take your recommendations seriously?
I think a combination of both. Probably not going straight to compulsion, but I think there needs to be more education at creditor level so that they actually read our opinions. Disappointing thing is that our opinion is part of the administrator's file but tends to be buried at the back of a very long, tedious report, and I'm not sure that creditors actually read it at the end of the day. It should be highlighted if the acquirer has not come to us, again, to give more transparency to that fact. And then on the question of compulsion, we know that the insolvency service are due to issue a report, hopefully this year, not too long into 2019, about the effectiveness of the process. And if they decide that compulsion is the route to go, then of course the referrals will either increase or pre-packs may wither away and go down a different route.